Welcome to the PlayStation 5 Central Podcast. We give you the news, leaks, and the
rumors
on the PlayStation 5 and its upcoming games. Today, we just watched the PlayStation Showcase 2021. Our hopes were high, and it looks like they delivered, guys. What did you think?
Sony just get it, don't they? They just know how to make stuff hype.
Yeah, that's the thing. All they need is their own first party, and they can generate their own hype, you know? It was good. I think the middle, like pacing-wise, it started well, ended well. But the middle, I think we saw too much stuff of things we already know about. Like, we've get Deathloop's coming out in a couple of days. We don't really need anything for that. You know, Extraction, we've already seen a bunch of that. You know, so aside from the stuff, it was like sort of beating a dead horse. I thought it was really, really good.
I agree with you on the Deathloop thing, because I'm like, I'm hyped for that game. But as soon as that came out, I was like, I might just quickly check my phone.
Yeah. It's like, it comes out in 4 days. You don't need marketing for it.
All right, well, we'll go through it all, and we'll start off with the opener, which was a 5-minute intro.
An intro
where they were in. Where were they?
Do you know what the funniest thing was? As soon as we saw it, all of us were like, "Is it this? Is it this? Yeah, ooh, no. Look at that! Could it be this game?" And it's like, it's just an intro.
Yeah, that was a bit disappointing. Surely it was just like their way of saying, like, "We're the king." Like, we are the king.
What was with all the chess pieces? There was rooks, bishops, knights. I don't know what they were trying to portray or convey with that. But we saw a statue of Aloy. We saw like a mural of Nate and Elena. No, not Nate and Elena, Nate and Chloe. And I don't know. Like, it was cool, I guess. I just wonder what they were going with that.
Yeah, so that started the show off, and then straight away, Vike's hype level went through the roof.
It went through the roof. So we saw Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake ground up from the PS5. So we knew this was coming. We definitely 100% knew this was coming.
How did we know this was coming?
It was pretty much all but confirmed just a few years ago. And then there's little pitter-patters of things being said throughout the year. But so they just announced the trailer, and then at the end they had an interview in the post-show talking about it. So he said, yeah, it's definitely a full ground-up remake, which really puts my hype level, because as amazing as KOTOR was, remastering it, it's like, you know, the mechanics are a bit outdated in terms of the movement and stuff. So
it's a remake.
Yeah, ground up. I'm so hyped, because that is probably the best Star Wars game to have ever come out, and it's phenomenal RPG, phenomenal.
Vike, do you think, because they're remaking it, do you think they'll change some of the story beats to eventually let this fit into the Star Wars canon again? Or do you reckon they won't bother?
Well, the Old Republic is so long before like any of the Star Wars canon.
But they have revisited it. So they're doing like the Star Wars High Republic now, which is, I think, it's supposed to be the replacement.
Nah, I don't know. I think they'll just stick to it, because we saw in the trailer Revan. So I'm like, they're obviously sticking with that storyline.
Can you play with friends? Sorry to cut you off.
Not in the original, no.
Okay.
So like what the thing is, we saw Darth Revan like in the trailer. So that's like pretty much confirming. And then we heard Jennifer Hale, who yeah, well, the fact that the voice. I'm pretty. I was just wanting to confirm that it was Jennifer.
They don't always confirm that sort of stuff, but it sounded very much like her. Let's be honest.
No. But in the old Star Wars, game, it was Jennifer Hale who voiced Bastila, and that sounded exactly like her. And Bastila is one of the main characters in the game, so. That confirms everything. Yeah. So the fact that there's Bastila and Revan, yeah. I think they're obviously sticking to that storyline.
Yeah, nice. So that was a big hype announcement for Vicar.
This all was.
Then we had Project Eve. How would you describe this game, Jordan?
It seemed like a mashup to me of a game on the PS3 called Asura's Wrath and like Devil May Cry with a bit of Final Fantasy 3 in there. Yeah. It was really weird. It was like with this female protagonist, she's like going through what looked like to be a dystopian world, which looked pretty cool. Like all the environments she was in, I was like, that looks pretty interesting. And like the monsters and that she was facing were like super Japanese, like the, you know, I feel like every Japanese game where it has like a monster and it always has that enemy where it's got 360 degrees of heads or faces. And she was fighting one of those. And like the combat looked really fluid.
Looked like Bayonetta.
Yeah. Oh, that Bayonetta. Yes. Chuck Bayonetta in there as well. it looked okay. Looked good. I'd never heard of Project Eve before. I'm sure it was announced previously, but it looked pretty cool.
So the studio that makes it are called Shift Up. So they're a Korean AAA studio. So I think this is one of their, actually, I shouldn't say, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe this is one of their first projects, but
definitely looked AAA.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely had that AAA feel.
It also looked early though, because there was a few times where like she was climbing up the boss and I'm like, oh, that looks rough. So it still looks early.
Yeah. Yeah. They've made they've only made, I think, Destiny's Child.
They made the band, the group with Beyonce. They created that. Wow.
And Kelly Rowland. Wow. Now, Destiny's Child in 2016 was, I believe, their other game.
So that's where the third Destiny's Child went.
Yeah. But that was a mobile game for Android. So this seems like a big jump from that. Yeah, so I'm excited. Looks like from what I see, it's a lot of App Store games, you know, and Android and mobile on the mobile platform.
Like a Son Caramon, yeah.
We did not see him, unfortunately.
One of your predictions, by the way.
He hurt my feelings, and I expect a written apology from him, so we'll see.
Yeah, that game's a joke. Next up was Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. Another Borderlands game. It was a little bit of it was a DLC and now it's a fully fledged sort of game. New game. Fantasy meets Borderlands. Whereas the other ones were more, they weren't real fantasy with dragons and things like that. But
and there's like magic.
Yeah, there's magic in this
they're
one.
They're going like full D&D with this one.
I don't know. I've gone a bit off Borderlands, guys. I was telling you guys as we watched it. Just didn't have all that much hype for this one, unfortunately. What about you two?
I mean, like, I've never really played any of the Borderlands. And, you know, I think the one thing Gearbox do well is the Borderlands series, you know, and I think it's smart that they're sticking there because, unfortunately, the things they've tried to spin off, like the Battleborn franchise or Godfall and things like that, haven't really done that well. So it's good that they're sort of sticking with what they know best. And it looks like this within that realm of Borderlands, they're trying to still diversify in the fact that they're going more this RPG route. So I think it's smart to try something new, but in the Borderlands universe where they already know they can do really well. So it's good. It's not just another like looter shooter. It's actually like an RPG. It seems to be a bit more of, story driven in that way, and I'm looking forward to it, not to play it, just to see how it goes. So I think it's a really good move by them.
I'm excited for it because it looks different. I think Borderlands 3, I think actually after Borderlands 2, Gearbox have sort of been trying to live up to that because Borderlands 2 was such a hit, and like because the story was fantastic, Handsome Jack was a great villain, and
3 didn't live up to that.
I can't even think of their names now. Was it Tyra and something that whoever the twins were, the twin villains were in Borderlands 3, they tried to make them be like Handsome Jack because they had like
felt forgettable.
And everything. Yeah. It was just sort of forgettable and the story wasn't that great.
It was still fun.
It was definitely, the gameplay is exceptional and like all the looting, the different.
And this gameplay looks exceptional as well.
It does, yeah. Yeah. And it seems like they're trying some different things. Like there was that bit where you were like bird's eye view, like is it like an isometric view?
I don't know what that was. Characters. Yeah.
So,
a little big planet.
I'm excited for this. I'm excited that it's different and they're not just going back to the well and doing the same thing. Like as much as it still will be a Borderlands game, this is different. This is off the beaten path. So yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to see it. March 25th, 2022. We got a date for it as well. Coming to previous gen and next gen consoles and PC, obviously.
Next year, boys, it's a big year. It's a huge year. And then we saw Square Enix's Forspoken, an extended look with the main character and a couple of side characters, a bit of open world gameplay.
This is what this needed. This, like, Forspoken needed a trailer like this, because at the time, well, before, previously, it had sort of just been like, we know there's a female character and you're going to be traversing a very grassy and stony land. And that was it. So, you know, we got a bit of personality there. We got some characters we met. We learned about the premise of the game. So, yeah, I was impressed with what I saw. Or not impressed, interested by what I saw.
Yeah, I think what the thing that fascinates me most about the game is the movement system. Like, I don't know, something about the movement and the way that's going to play, and I'm really excited for. Especially with these magic type games, like, they got, I feel like movement. Yeah, they need to nail that movement. I just have this feeling they need to nail it in order for that game to do well.
Spring 2022, I said to you guys, there's no way they're hitting it.
Yeah, you did say there's no way they're hitting it.
This definitely screams like probably February 2023.
Yeah, 100%, Jordan. Especially, yeah, is this... So the writers behind this game were Gary Widder and Amy Hennig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Wow. Especially the Amy Hennig part, because she hasn't had a game come out since Uncharted 3. That's would I be right in saying so?
I have to say, that's exciting for me.
Yeah.
Where did it say Amy Hennig?
Oh, wow.
Gary tweeted out after that he's working with Amy.
I knew it. That lady in the game was the girl from The Greatest Showman. I knew it. I was going to say that.
Zendaya.
No. The one that sings This Is Me. You know, that's
The bearded lady.
Yeah, she's in the game. I knew it was her, man.
Yes, sorry. I'm not thinking of the main character. Yes, I know who you're talking about now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Now they've confirmed a few of the actors here.
That's cool. Is it Paul Bettany? Did they confirm that it's Paul Bettany?
No, Jonathan Cake.
He sounded exactly like Paul Bettany.
He did, didn't he? Jonathan Cake, yeah. He's quite famous, apparently. I don't know him. It looks good. My only issue is some of these open world games tend to have nothing in them besides the missions and these enemies. There's nothing else. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing living in them.
Seems like every Ubisoft open world game.
Shut up, Mike, please. Shut the hell up.
No, I know what you mean.
You're really going to bag Ubisoft. They just followed PS5 Central, and now you're going to, two episodes, let's bag the shit out of them.
No, I love them. I love them. I think you're right, Dan, because the issue with the open world is, I'm not saying it's overdone, but a lot of, like, I think a few years ago was a trend, right? That was a trend, do open world. And a lot of them just did these.
Like Wildlands. No, not
yeah. What they do is they develop a game and then retrofit it into an open world. So it's very bare bones. There's not much to do, and just missions padded out. No one actually comes in developing an open world from the start, which is why a lot of these games just have bare bones, boring, empty open worlds. I'm like, what's the point of making an open world? You just want to give us activities to do. Anyway, I've got on a rant. But
like, you know, GTA, you know, that you can go bowling or you can go to a strip. Yeah. You know, there's other things.
Because they're one of the few games that are made for open world, in my opinion. Like, it's one of the few games that are actually made. And there are very few games that are made for open world, despite how many we have.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's coming out apparently spring 2022. I don't believe it. So I've put that on record.
Around March?
Put that on record now.
You know what you should do, Dan? You should
I should put the tweet out.
$1,000.
Yeah, I'll give everyone $1,000 if this comes out spring 2022. I really should. That's fantastic. Then we saw, what's this? Rainbow Six Extraction.
Once again, it didn't need to be there.
Didn't need to be there.
We don't even have a release date for that, do we? Oh, no, it said January, didn't it?
Yeah, it said January. Not many games go January.
That's where it could do well, Dan.
It could do well in January because nothing will be out then. And although, you know, everyone would have spent all their cash from Christmas, you would have thought. Who knows?
That's a good point.
I don't know, man. I want to play the game before I make any judgments. I still haven't played it.
Yeah, look, I agree with you that it looks somewhat underwhelming because, like, is this for the Siege fans? I don't think so. Like, they want a competitive multiplayer game and they're loving it. Is this for the single player, like, fans? I don't know if they would want to play this game. Like, it just seems like it's cornered
who's
itself.
Who's it for?
Yeah, who's it for?
Who's the target?
Is it a full price game?
Mm, believe so, yeah.
It is.
I made the comparison during the stream, and now that I've been thinking about it, I really do feel it seems like it's very similar to the Call of Duty Ghost Extraction mode. It's just super similar.
Wow.
But did that need to be a fully fledged?
No.
Yeah. See, the beauty of, because this was the Outbreak event, this is based off the Outbreak event that happened in Siege, right? There was this Outbreak event. It was like a mini campaign. There were zombies, there was a virus and all that sort of stuff. Mm. And people loved that. Purely because, well, obviously it was free, but it really went into the story of the operators and characters like Ash and Doc. They all had like huge moments and like character moments, and they loved that. And I like that they're like, okay, the fans love this. Let's make this into a fully fledged thing. That's why I really like it, and I can't blame it for that because a lot of fans really loved it. But
how many Warzone operators can you name that aren't mainline characters?
I can't name one.
Rose.
Rose. Yeah, I can name one.
Because of the skin. Because of the skin.
And Mara?
Was it Farah? Farah?
No, but she was a character.
She's a mainline. I'm talking not mainline.
Mara?
No.
Yeah, Mara's one. Yeah.
And that's it. But see, that's a big Siege.
What about Zero? Is he one?
No, that's Siege. That's Sam Fisher. Sam Fisher. Now, I mean, that's the thing. Like, Siege, you know all the operators. Probably because it's more of a hero type, not hero shooter, but you have to choose your character. Operate in Warzone, the operator has no effect on.
Unless it's Rose.
It's a skin.
Yeah, unless it's Rose, yeah. But like Siege, it's all about the operator. So
So this is coming 2022, January. 12 large-scale maps, 90 weapons, 13 dangerous archetypes, 18 operators.
13 is good variety for enemies.
And 12 maps. That's
only
huge. That's
18 operators. Only 18 operators.
With plenty more DLC with the season pass.
We're so excited to talk to you about our first season of content.
Like a day after it's released.
And they're all going to be the same operators from Siege. Yeah, there's not going to be any new operators.
Surely there'll be a pre-order bonus operator as well that you can get. Six months later, they make free.
Sam Fisher, zero content.
Crossplay between PS5 and PS4 and a ranked mode. Okay.
So how many enemy types did you say? How many variants?
13 archetypes.
I would assume archetypes means they're all different. To put that in perspective, if you think of the first Halo Combat Evolved, there was maybe 6 or 7 and they did them brilliantly. So, and that seemed like a lot of variety, you know, elites, grunts, jackals, brutes, or not brutes, I should say, in the first Halo, hunters, those sort of things. So I think 13 is actually pretty impressive.
Well, Uncharted 1 had two or three. Anyway, next up, what do we have next, guys?
Next up is Alan Wake Remastered.
Yeah, we heard about that, obviously, a couple of days ago.
Got leaked, which was a shame.
Once again, we forget the definition of remaster. Everyone was expecting like this ground up remake, and they saw the graphics and like, what? I'm like, guys, it's a remaster, not a remake.
It looked rough.
Yeah, it looks rough.
It looked rough.
It's funny because we've come so like accustomed to like a certain graphical fidelity, like that sort of stuff just looks hideous to us now.
Mm.
Like,
unfortunately, I don't think I'll be end up playing this. Because Far Cry is out the next day, Far Cry 6.
Yeah, I don't think I will either, mainly because I'm just not interested.
I think for me, it's going to be a wait for review, like, you know, just to see if the game has it aged well. Because, yes, it got 8s and 9s from, you know, way back when, but does it still hold up to this day? Will it still get those reviews? I don't know.
October 5th it comes, so that's less than a month away. I'm sure it will hold up because the story is great. and it's a good game. Like, it's a good solid game, but it looks to me like they're testing the waters, as you said last week, on if this sells well, is this an IP we can go back to and create some hype with? My answer would be no, unfortunately.
Well, they seemed, as Jordan said, that Alan Wake was in control. You know, he cameoed in there. There was a DLC based around him. He's clearly in the Control universe. So, like the Spider-Man, which we'll see soon, I'd love to see Jesse and Alan, you know, be in the same game. Or I don't know. I just want to see, like, I love, Dan knows this, but I'm an absolute sucker for any merged cinematic universe. Like, anything where characters from other games come together to form a cohesive story. It's the best thing. And Ghost, you can't argue. Recon
Wildlands.
There was no Predator. Merging.
Predator appeared. Do you not remember that?
Did he?
Yeah, and Sam Fisher appeared.
Wasn't there
a thing where you had to chase Sam Fisher? Wasn't it like a thing where you were hunting him?
No. You were Sam. No, you weren't Sam. You worked with Sam, which is lame. I worked with Sam. But see, I like where there's intent. Like, clearly Spider-Man, Miles Morales, so it's intentionally a shared universe there. They're just not throwing crap in and hoping it's, you know, this good.
So. Now, next up was GTA 5, okay? Dude, with a release date of March 2022.
Yeah.
Right? Now, can you tell me one thing you noticed about this trailer that was different from, let's say, the PC port of the game or the PS, you know, the PS4 version? Just one thing different.
What was it?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. Why can they not just do a patch? Why is it a fully fledged game? They didn't give me anything here to tell me why this is not a scam.
Please. I would say because GTA 5 is consistently the best-selling game every month, so they just sort of continue that trend.
And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, maybe I'll contribute to that because it's been 8 years since I've played GTA 5.
Can you believe 7 weeks in a row in Australia, the last 7 weeks, it's been number one?
And this is the thing.
Believe that.
I want to know what came out in the 8th week to prevent it from being 8 weeks in a row.
And this
it could be.
That's a good point, George. That's pretty funny.
It hasn't come out yet, Jordan.
You know what the thing is? People are like, GTA 6, it should come sooner. You know, why is it? I'm like, why would they want to make GTA 6? They're literally made, this game is still 8 years off, like 8 years into it, and it's still the best-selling game every month. Why do they want anything to change? They are raking in. They just have to sit there and do nothing, and this game is a best-selling game every month. Why would you want to make GTA 6?
They're so much better off just letting this keep selling and just until it dips. Side projects. Side projects.
Once it starts plateauing, which after 8 years it hasn't, is ridiculous to me. That's like great on, good on them. Once it starts to plateau, then you release GTA 6 and just let the money just fall into their laps. You know, they're literally just they probably just have a Scrooge McDuck room where all the shark card money is just in a room and they can swim in it, you know, but they are raking it in. Like,
but no, don't, do you
a
think
testament
that's,
to them?
Do you think that's disgraceful?
No way. That no, it's smart business. What?
But they're selling something that's pretty much you can already buy.
But no,
but you can't buy it on PS5.
It won't be because it'll be better than you can't buy it on PS5.
You can play it. You can play it, and it's got faster loading times. It's got
faster loading times.
So what are we getting different for this?
This is the thing. It doesn't, like, if people don't like it, then they don't have to buy it. Then it'll be bad. Like, then it'll be bad for them on their bottom line. Then they'll go, okay, time to move on.
It's definitely going to be the best selling game.
It's gonna, and I think it's so smart for them to do this. Like, I love this move. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really want GTA 6, but you look at it from a strictly business and financial sense. If this product that they have put minimal effort in, not minimal, but they put little effort in, is given a maximum money, keep it.
Just try, like, even something different, add something in.
Why? It's a best-selling game every month. The best-selling game. New IPs are coming out left, right, and center. You know, these games are desperately trying with their new IPs, and this game just keeps coming at the top every single month. Yeah, why would you want to change that?
I won't be buying it.
Yeah, I won't be.
Unless
I won't
they
be
show me
either.
Something, unless they show me something different,
yeah.
I'll be buying it.
I think, well, just think about it like this, Dan. The money they get for this, this is all be funneled into their GTA 6 budget.
I'll buy GTA 6.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. But, yeah. We were saying before, it is incredible that they could get that game to run on PS3.
It's literally only behind Minecraft and the best-selling game of all time. Mm. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
It probably won't overtake Minecraft, though, will it?
No, it won't. No. It's not even close to Minecraft, I don't think.
It's about 80 million away. Mm. Deathloop was next. Not a bad trailer.
Once again, this is where it dipped, like the Siege Extraction or whatever, GTA 5.
We've seen all this.
You know, we've seen all this. There's nothing new, nothing exciting. Like,
and all the trailers felt the same as the last trailers.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Like, as much as I'm praising Rockstar for their move, like, I'm not excited for GTA 5. And I'm like, I'm looking forward to Extraction, but I've seen enough. I don't need anything new. And Deathloop, like, it's coming out in 4 days and I'm already buying it. Like, you didn't need to put all this time to this. This could have been that this GTA 5 Extraction and Deathloop, that combined time could have been used for Hassan Karaman and Kojima to come out and announce Metal Gear Solid Remake. But
I'll be honest though, it got me to pre-order. I've pre-ordered my copy. When the thing came on, I was like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna be able to go to the shops and buy it. I better pre-order it and make sure it gets shipped here. So I went and pre-ordered it.
I might have to as
hold
well
on, what did you pre-order? Deathloop.
Deathloop, yeah. So hopefully it'll get here on Tuesday.
Is it a good digital price, or is it like, what's the price?
I got it for $79 on Amazon.
Okay, well, obviously,
just for the listeners, I am playing it, so we will have I'll be able to talk about it next episode.
And Dan, can I ask you something about the game? Or no, you're on embargo.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the ending? No. So is you know the whole like the other lady comes in to your world and annoys you. So is that another player, right? That's like the invasion sort of thing you saw in Watch Dogs multiplayer, is it like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, for me, I think it's an NPC because there's not many people playing.
That's what I was going to ask. You haven't been invaded because you're obviously playing under review. Like,
I don't think I've been invaded by a real person.
I'm going to invade Jordan just
because I defeated her. So
I'm going to 360 quickscope him.
Yeah,
you're a fiend. You're an absolute gremlin.
Ladder, ladder, why?
So Death. What was it? Ghostwire Tokyo. It was a good trailer, guys. It was a good trailer. It's the gameplay we're worried about.
Yeah.
The gameplay looks like a VR game. So
yeah, it really does. That's a great way to put it. It just seems a bit like, I don't know. I know I'm excited for Deathloop, and that's first person. That's going to have some powers and stuff. And having said that, BioShock also pulled it off well. Just something about it all with the first person and like the power, it reminds me of Skyrim.
Because it was hands. Yeah. It was hands. It wasn't weapons.
Yeah. Skyrim just didn't gel with me because it just felt clunky. And that's what I feel like this is going to be.
It just didn't. Like, the enemies looked cool. I'll give you that. They looked somewhat scary and like that sort of really cool sort of vibe. But yeah, the gameplay, I don't know.
Yeah. And then we got another incredible transition. These transitions are so serious.
They got Steven Spielberg, Hans Zimmer to
do the transition.
It was so serious.
It is, but it just makes it seem like it's so much more important. And I'm just like, oh, here we go. All right.
You think there's going to be an incredible announcement after that?
There was a few incredible announcements.
There was.
So after that was Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy,
which I think we all came away from it bit more happier.
A bit more favorable. We looked at it.
Yeah, more favorable.
A lot of Marvel in this, by the way. Let's just put that out there.
I think I've always been, you know, I feel like games, I've never really played a game that's made me laugh out loud, like a funny game. And
South Park was good for that.
South Park's not much of my humor. So like, but I definitely see what you're saying.
You didn't
play
South Park, did you? No.
I played South Park Rally. That was good on the PS1. Anyway. I think, you know, part of Peter Quill is like he has to be funny and, you know, do the little quips and they're sort of off the cuff jokes. So I'm hoping that hits because it sort of looked like it hit like the heart attack and all that. Like, I don't know. It was fine.
That'll probably be funnier if we have more context. That seemed like it was sort of ripped out. I reckon if we have more context leading up to it, there might be some things they drop before then. I'm still laughing at the joke with the cosmonaut dog. There's a catch, not the good kind.
Do you think it'll have that mystique where, you know, Marvel's Avengers got in, you know, it's a new Iron Man, it's a new Hulk, this and that, but you can't help but feel like, oh, yeah, you're thinking about the movies and how they were done in that. And it's the same for this one, you know, you're thinking about the movies.
I think one thing that helps is that they do seem much more different to the movies. Like,
yeah,
Peter
yeah.
Quill's got like the blonde hair. Drax's body tattoos are different. Gamora looks different.
Yeah, Gamora looks completely different.
Yeah, so they Gamora looks more like a comic counterpart. So I think that's going to help, because I think with the event with Marvel's Avengers, it was a bit too close, and there were. Yeah, I don't know.
I because see what you're
when
saying.
When you look at the Batman Arkham games, there's something about them that feels like these are the characters, right?
Well, yeah. Well, one thing that helps is that Kevin Conroy voices Batman, who is Batman.
Yeah, yeah, he's a quintessential Batman.
Yeah, he is the Batman. Like if it's a shame he's not younger, because he could be Bruce Wayne in like a movie, because he did
play Batman slash Bruce Batman. Wayne yeah. in the Arrowverse crossover.
That's right. It was that Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad, actually.
I don't get the same feeling with these games that I do with the Arkham games in terms of the acting and that sort of thing. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
The combat looked better in this. I'm more excited for this after this showing than I was previously.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was a bit more excited.
A little bit more.
Also like you saw the space combat. I wonder how that element plays in.
Mm. And also like we're seeing like the premise for the game. Like we saw the Matriarch and we saw the Nova Corps show up. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but they don't show the HUD when the gameplay's going. Mm-hmm. They don't show the tracking. Remember the issue?
The HUD.
Ugh. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, they stripped that away. So just be careful. After that was Blood Hunt, this new battle royale, which is a spin-off from Vampire.
The Masquerade.
This is a beta. It's out now, I believe, through Steam. It's another battle royale. It's a different take. Third person. I don't know, man. This developer just... If you look at their track record, there hasn't been a hit, really. Like, there hasn't been a good, solid game, in my opinion, from them. Mm. They've all been mediocre to average sort of games from these guys. That's just my opinion. Mm. And
couldn't tell you a game they made, apart from Vampire the Masquerade.
Yeah, so this didn't really appeal to me, personally. But it's coming to PS5, apparently, this year.
That's awfully soon, eh?
2021. Yeah. There you go. And then we had the Deathloop trailer, which we just talked about before. We're all playing that next week. Then we had, what's this one? Radiohead.
That was a weird, like, collab, like, art exhibition between Radiohead and Epic Games.
Yeah, I just remember... This is we've heard about this. I swear we've heard about this before, where Radiohead were sort of dabbling in games or like, yeah, their music are inspiring games. I just swear I remember hearing about this before, but we know that they're teaming up this time with Epic Games, and it looks like they're making a video game to. Is it coincide with their release, like Kid Amnesia or Amnesia? Like that's their. So I'm not sure if that's like meant to be a teaser for that or some sort of advertisement for it, but.
And then we saw Chia. That cute little thing, as much as like, why is that here? I don't feel like that needed to be here. It did look pretty cute. It definitely gave off like Stardew Valley vibes of being like super relaxing, super mindful.
Oh, right. Yeah. I see what you mean. It reminded me of Wilds, the Ubisoft cancelled game Wild, where you get to possess animals, because it looked like here you could possess animals.
Mm. It says here you can take control of any animal or object you can find.
Object? That's interesting. Yeah.
How good's that art for God of War? Did you see that's the cover art?
That's going to be my new background.
Finally, we get one. That's fantastic. We'll talk about that in a minute. So, yeah, this game, I tell you, it was I got to respect the developers for somehow getting in this 40-minute conference, this game. all the amount of eyeballs they got.
Do you know what? This definitely screams to me as well. I would not be surprised if this is free on PlayStation Plus when it comes out.
Oh, good one. It seems too maybe it is.
Do you know what's going to be free on PS Plus? This next one, Uncharted 4 and The Lost Legacy remastered for PS5 and PC.
They're calling
PC.
They're calling it Uncharted: A Thief's Legacy Collection. Legacy of Thieves Collection is what they're calling it.
I'll play it day one, you know me. But
I think we all, when we discussed this, we were talking about whether God of War would come to PC, but I think Uncharted is not a bad move, you know, because what's going to come next for Naughty Dog? Are they going to go back to Uncharted? Well, we know like WB are maybe working on the next one. So I don't think there's a huge loss here. It's been like years since Uncharted's come out. So why not just test out the PC market and see what
comes
of
it? How well do you think it would sell on PC?
That's the thing. Will it sell that well? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But like, there will definitely be people who either haven't played it, who want to play it on PC, and there'll be people who played it on PlayStation originally, now play PC and will want to play it again. And Dan, I'm assuming, what would you play it on if it came out? Surely PS5, so you can get the trophies.
But then PC with the 4K, like the mods, the graphics.
I'd play it on both. I'd play it on both. Yeah. Because I would want to see it on PC, how it performs at high-end graphics and some of the stuff you'll be able to do there.
Mm. I thought when they were doing it, I thought it was going to be 1, 2, and 3. That would be sick if they did 1, 2,
yeah,
3.
Yeah, like the Uncharted Collection. Yeah,
but they just did Lost that. Legacy. They just did that for PS4.
But for PS4, but for PS5, though, that'd be epic.
Yeah. But again, you can play these games on
PS5. Yeah, they're backwards compatibility, yeah. Mm. And then the next one, the next announcement.
Oh, now you thought this was Spider-Man at first. I'm looking at this hairy guy on the thing. I'm thinking, they're looking at his hands a lot here.
Yeah, and then I thought it was going to be, you know, remember Tombstone, the like biker gang guy from the first game? I thought it was that. I was like, oh, they're like starting us off in the trailer or whatever. And then no. Dan, what was it?
Wolverine by Insomniac
Logan.
That is crazy.
That's so cool, man.
So my question is, and they didn't say this, but when is this coming out? Is this coming out before Spider-Man 2, which we'll talk about in a sec? Is this going to be at the same time? Is this like a $40 DLC like Miles Morales that's going to, like, so it's a fully fledged game?
This is 2024, I reckon.
I just hate that they tease this so early.
This is one of those classic teasers years before.
I know. And we're going to be
You won't see anything for this game for years. You'll probably see a gameplay in 2 years.
I get it. It's cool to announce it. Don't get me wrong. But like, it was a really cool, like, yeah. I mean, I think it's a good way to announce it. But Spider-Man 2 hasn't even come out. Like, we're going to be waiting so long for this game. Now, we know Insomniac has a pretty large studio, enough for to work on sort of two games. I thought it was a bit of a bold move if they're working on two Marvel projects that are probably in the same universe.
How much faith does that show? That Marvel Games has in Insomniac.
I mean, I hope that it's like that, and that means that maybe there's only a 1 or 2 year wait between Spider-Man 2 and Wolverine.
I think they should pump money into these guys and get them to do even more Marvel stuff and connect the universe.
Avengers. Yeah.
The thing is, that's what Marvel are doing. They've gone to the XCOM developers, they've gone to Crystal, they've gone to Insomniac, and they're trying that because it's so funny. When Star Wars
leased,
when they locked in a deal with EA, they locked it in for how many years? Like an exclusive game deal. And I can tell you right now, not as any business insider, but they probably regret that. They'd probably regret that after Battlefront 2, the loot box scandal, and all the cancelled games, the Amy Henny game, the Visceral, like all that sort of stuff, 13, all cancelled. I do think that Star Wars and Lucasfilms, they regret it. And I think Marvel are doing the right thing. Bring the IP out and license it to certain developers who want to create stuff for it, get the diversity and, like, Yeah. Anyway, but I just think this is going to be a really, really good game. And I really hope that it is that sort of not too long of a wait. I think it is the two studios maybe working somewhat side by side on it, but we don't know.
They just did Miles Morales that came out last year, and they did Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, which came out this year, and Spider-Man 2018. That's three games in three.
How are they pumping out so many games so quickly?
And I think Spider-Man 2 is close. You know, that's pretty fair, well into development as well.
Well, you'd assume so, because a lot of the assets, like, it's not going to be a straight copy and paste job. I wouldn't want to insult the devs saying that, but surely there's going to be a lot of things that can be reused from those games.
Yeah.
And definitely. surely Spider-Man will make a cameo in the game. And surely they'll say the next Spider-Man will have Miles, Peter, and Wolverine.
I'm imagining them having like the Iron Man at the end of Hulk moment.
That was cool.
That was sick. I didn't even know what the Avengers were, but I knew that was cool when that happened.
That was probably the best post-credit scene in the entire MCU.
Well, hold on, but that was the wrong Hulk, wasn't it?
It was there. Yeah, it was.
It was the wrong Hulk.
But how good was it? The first ever Iron Man in 2008. The first ever movie, and straight away at the end, Samuel Jackson was there as Nick Fury at the Avengers Initiative. I'm like, the foresight and the vision for that is, I love that. It's incredible. Meanwhile, we get in Batman versus Superman or Justice League, we get bloody Jared Leto at the end, right?
Release the Snyder cut.
It's called, you know what they call these cuts? I made a bad movie, but give me a second chance. Please give me a second chance cut. No, that's what we call it.
Zack Snyder didn't make that movie. Come on, that's
harsh. Even Batman, even Justice League, the Snyder cut or whatever, terrible, trash.
No, it's brilliant.
Trash. Everyone likes to say it's trash.
That's my favorite movie of the year.
Everyone likes to say it's like 8 out of 10 or 9. It's not. It's still bad.
It's a 9.
No, I really
it's
still liked bad. It. I really
even
really
Jordan
liked it.
He doesn't like DC.
I didn't even bother to go see the original Justice League.
Jordan loves DC. He reads the comics.
No, he doesn't like the DC universe.
Wonder Woman's probably my Wonder Woman or Aquaman are one of my favorite movies from there. The rest
is the worst movie I've ever seen. It is the worst movie I've ever seen.
I literally never want to see any of the other movies again. Wonder Woman and Aquaman I'll watch again. The rest of them, couldn't care less.
Wonder Woman was
good. Along with the Snyder Cut. I finished the Snyder Cut, and the day after I was like, could I watch it again? Anyways, we're not talking about that.
It's just like, the most pretentious thing I've ever seen. 4 hours or whatever crap. Anyway, if anyone wants to see something that's objectively good, Superman and Lois. That's an objectively good DC property that's good to watch. But I'm hyped for Wolverine. I really am. And I can't wait to see more information about what's going on with it and how they're making it. Is this side by side? I'm really hyped. And who's the villain? Who's going to be the villain? Is the X-Men going to come? Once you get Wolverine, you open the floodgates to the entire X-Men and all, you know? Oh, man.
I can totally see this being when the X-Men enter the MCU as well, when this game comes out. Because, like, Wolverine's obviously got an Insomniac game coming now. He was featured in Midnight Suns, which is, you know, probably a year or two away as well. So it seems like they're gearing up and getting that hype train going for the X-Men as they, you know, move to enter the MCU.
Now tell me this, if Troy Baker or Nolan North are playing Wolverine, would you be pissed off?
I always wanted Steve Bloom. I always wanted Steve Bloom. He always played Wolverine.
Oh, it has to be Steve Bloom.
He always played it in the animated shows.
It has to be Steve Bloom. Yeah, I agree.
But
that'd be a good choice.
Troy Baker.
Can you imagine that?
It's going to be him.
Yeah, you know what? I reckon he might be playing Indiana Jones in that game.
Nolan North?
No.
You know what would be awesome for Indiana Jones? If they got
Harrison Ford?
Anthony Engelhart. Is that his name?
The dude who... Anthony Ingruber or something.
Ingruber, yeah.
Who did Anthony Ingruber play?
So he's played Harrison Ford's younger self in a movie before because he sounds that much like him.
Harrison Ford's over it.
He played the Joker in... the Telltale Batman series.
Yeah.
I never played season 2.
I hope it's him.
Next up, we saw GT7. Really long. This was shown for a long time.
25 minutes, wasn't it?
Did we really Did we really need to see cars driving around like for that long? Like, yes,
I'm
it looks pretty.
I'm so hyped for GT7. Like, I mean, and what we've talked about this before, where they've said, look, we're going back to the older GTs. You know, we're sort of straying away from the modern GTs and going back to like A-spec days where, you know, GT was at its prime. And then we saw the map with all the little buildings and the icons, and I'm like, and buying the parts and stuff. I'm like, okay, this is back to like that A-spec vibe. So I'm really excited for that. And I'm glad that they're doing that. Yeah, I just love races. Where's the peripheral? I want to see a steering wheel come out for the PS5. I thought, we need a peripheral for it, but I'm excited. I think people forget how good of a game and the absolute legacy that this game has on PlayStation. And I've always had a soft spot for races, so I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
And next up, it got Jordan the win.
The only prediction we got right.
The only prediction. Venom and Spider-Man.
And we
actually said you'd get
double points.
So you'd won either way, man.
Well done. That was such a good call, George. And especially, we thought it was Craven because it did sound like Craven.
I think it is Craven. Surely that was Craven.
Yeah, because I don't think that was Venom talking the whole time. I thought Craven the Hunter might have been the start, but then Venom, when you heard him like do that voice, that Venom sort of thing, like that was definitely.
Unless that's like, because hasn't the person who will be hosting the symbiote, hasn't he been away? So, like, he wouldn't have been able to pick up the accent in that time.
Yeah,
it was definitely Russian, wasn't it?
Yeah,
And Craven's shtick is that, like, he's immortal and has been looking for someone who can, like, finally kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, it definitely was Craven.
I'm pretty sure Craven's coming into the MCU as well pretty soon. But, yeah, I'm excited. I think Venom, yeah, like Jordan said, such a smart move. And you know, we said the prediction was like, oh, my like off prediction of Jordan was just it'd be called Spider-Man 2. They don't need to put like a title in it. And I like that. It's just clean. And it's obviously showing that because we obviously have the Norman Osborn tease from Spider-Man 1 or the Harry Osborn. And we have, you know, Venom. And then we have Kraven. And, you know, God knows what. You know, the other villains are doing in jail. One of them will probably break. I guarantee one of those villains from Spider-Man 1 will break out of prison. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So,
and it'll probably be like the first boss you have to fight.
Yeah. So I just like they're not limiting themselves to a villain. They're just saying this is the entire Spider-Man universe. And who knows, right? Maybe Miles Morales' villain from Miles Morales or something from his story will come in, right? Like, we don't know. But, oh, man, I was just thinking about how good Miles Morales was.
What do they have to do differently from those two games to up the ante? What are they going to add in?
Well, they're going to do the sort of GTA style, I reckon, where you can switch between Peter and Miles. I reckon Peter will have his own quest line. Miles will have his own quest line. And then they'll have, like, that's what the cool thing is. Like, they'll have a joint quest line, obviously, like the main story will be joint. But then I reckon there'll be Miles' side stories, Peter's side stories, where Miles will look at
Feast. So that's going to be the big differentiator.
I feel like. I'm definitely not a developer at Insomniac, but I feel like that's what they're going to do. Yeah.
They're hiring everyone, man. At the moment, they've got money.
It just seems to make sense, right? Like, you saw that Miles had very distinct side missions with Feast and, like, all that sort of stuff, and then he has his own villains, and then Peter has his own villains, and I don't know. Like, I really think they can do that. Plus, Peter and Miles have different powers almost. The only thing I would say is they need to iterate on Peter a bit because right now Miles is just objectively more fun with his electric powers and stuff. And Peter, it just looks like Miles has more than Peter. It's not like Peter has a different stuff. He just lacks what Miles doesn't. So they need to iterate.
Just said
more gadgets or something. I mean, they're both like meant to be smart guys. So
do you reckon
they
need to change the name of Miles's electric powers? Because it's all Venom. Like, it's Venom Punch, Venom this.
Yeah.
That annoyed me when I played it. I was like, why are you calling it this? Like, do you not have the foresight? You know Venom's like in this universe already.
That's true. That's true.
Did they mention Venom in the 2018 Spider-Man, Jordan?
In the post-credit scene or at the very end.
It was a symbiote, right?
Yeah, it was just a symbiote. Yeah.
It was like in a jar and in Norman's...
Attached to the host, yeah.
So what was the Green Goblin one that we saw?
So spoilers for Spider-Man 2018.
Yeah.
But we saw Harry in the tank, right? In like a back-to-tank.
Yeah. Yeah, and Norman's like talking to him.
Yeah, and Norman's like, because Harry, what happened to Harry? I forgot what happened in the game.
He went on like a, he went away.
Yeah, he went away.
Yeah, because that's how they explained it, that he was on like a trip for either like school or he was doing like charity work or something.
Yeah. Mm. And then, we had to spend 5 hours working on his bloody weather station, says Peter Parker, yes, fixing it. Absolute joke.
Great
side mission.
Great. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Worst side mission I've ever seen.
No, I loved it. Absolutely loved
it. We got to get Harry Osborn's weather stations.
Man, oh, it was so awesome though. Like this trailer. I loved
it. 2023 release date. I think they can hit this one, guys.
Yeah.
Finally.
How good is the Spider-Man like theme song, the Miles Morales, when you like first play the game?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I love
this. This was like, as much as I loved God of War, I think, I don't know, I really enjoyed this. I really enjoyed that this happened.
Forget actually how good Miles Morales was. Like, that was 2020, right? 2020?
Yeah, last
like,
year.
Yeah. That was my game.
Fun
of the year.
Game. Fun game.
So much fun swinging.
Yeah.
Just the way they announced Venom as well. Like, he comes from the shadows. Like, I thought they weren't going to show him. When Craven started talking, I was like, oh, he's not going to be in this. And then is he? Yes, we can. Yes,
that was also Troy Baker.
No, it was.
No. Apparently, Miles Morales has sold 7 mil. Wow.
How much did Spider-Man 2018 sell?
20 plus.
Wow. 20.
Yeah, man. Incredible numbers. Yeah, 20 million. That was of February. So probably 22 now, something like that. Okay, next up was the final one, God of War Ragnarok. Game of the year 2022. We have a winner, everybody.
I don't think it'll even be close.
It's just on a league of its own.
Yeah.
Mm.
It really is. Yeah.
I do have a minor bit of trepidation that after the thing, I had like a post-stream thing where Sid Schumann was talking to various execs from different studios. And it was, I think for the first time, was it the first time it was revealed that Balrog isn't directing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a rumor that was happening.
So that's
a
concern for you?
I do have a bit of trepidation just because God of War was such a personal story, especially here the way Corey talks about it and the way that, you know, you compare it to the first God of War game that he directed and compare it to now and about like how he's matured and like how now he has a son and how like that's mirrored between him and Kratos. And I'm like, is it going to be as personal? I'm sure it's still going to be amazing.
Yeah, but it's at heart.
Yeah.
That was very much tied to Balrog's own personal life.
Yeah.
Is that severed?
I'm a little bit like, it's still going to be amazing. I'm 100% sure.
Maybe this bloke's life, I forgot his name. Maybe his life is more about he's got a more grown-up son in his personal life.
Yeah, maybe.
That wants to find out.
Tell me
who Loki is.
Especially because Atreus is older. You can't tell me that when they release like the behind-the-scenes documentary, it'll be called Raising Atreus.
Raising Atreus. I think, oh, man, I'm so hyped for this game. And like God of War is, I've never played a game that special like before, like in years. Like I just, that game hooked me in a way that no other game has hooked me in a very, very long time. That game was phenomenal. And I just can't wait for this game. Can't wait.
They didn't give a release date or year.
Eric Williams.
I think it's next year. But
so I did go back and check. So it was. So Herman Holst confirmed in June that it had been delayed until 2022. But they didn't say a year at the end of this. But that Herman Holst said, a while ago that it was going to be 2022, but it could be delayed again.
And just remember, I could tell that this could run on PS4 by looking at it though. I could tell it was the same engine. It was the same look, but the enemies look amazing. And some of the vistas, like you can tell they're pushing it. Like I'll send you a screenshot now, guys, and have a look at this.
Interesting things to note that it's supposed to be winter now in Midgard, and there was a few sections where it was like not quite beachy, but it was definitely like aqua blue water and there was sunshine and stuff. So I'm like, is that Asgard? Is that one of the other realms we didn't go to?
I see the photo. Yeah, that's That's an incredible vista.
It's, yeah, I'd love to play it tomorrow. That's for sure.
Do I go back and play it on? Do I go back and play it on my holidays?
I think I want to go back to playing it on PS5. Yeah. I mean, God of War 1. Dude, Atreus looks so much older. It's so funny. And his voice is
doesn't
like,
he?
So,
yeah. How old is he there? About 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
I like that.
That means years have passed since the first one.
He looks the age where he's just started getting into Call of Duty online.
Yeah.
If you remember, Ragnarok was years, right? Remember the time between the Thor end credit scene? There was a lot of years that went past.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to play a part of it, but...
Boy.
Okay,
the controller.
Just to go over the predictions, Jordan said Bloodborne remaster.
We heard nothing from Software.
It just must not be happening.
It's not happening. It's just not happening. Maybe they'll do it. What are they doing?
What are From on? What are they working on?
Elden Ring.
I guess Elden Ring, but like
what are they on?
What are they doing? They're doing nothing. No, Elden Ring, Spider-Man Venom. There you go. 2 points for that. And a major returnal update.
Jordan. What are House Mark doing? What are they on? Where are they?
They're working on the PS4 version of Returnal
to
get some sales.
We have shots fired.
Shots fired. Nah.
Dan, I do encourage you play Returnal. It's a lot of fun, man.
I will at some point in the next 10 years.
I gave you one recommendation, Dan, and you said it was the best thing I've ever told you. Ted Lasso. I tell you, heed my words. Returnal, you'll have fun.
What should I play? Returnal or should I watch Superman and Lewis?
Superman and Lewis.
There you go.
And then also play, Returnal.
Vikarth said Hassan Karaman will reveal Silent Hill. How did that go, Vic?
He has abandoned. He has abandoned me.
Oh, yeah. Gorilla's secret game will be revealed.
What are they on? What are they working on?
You might actually do well for the next showcase next year.
Just copy and paste my predictions for next showcase.
Bluepoint acquired and an MGS remake. What happened to that one?
Bluepoint not being announced is very strange because, I mean, that mistake that they did where they accidentally showed an image of Bluepoint that wasn't like a stock image from Google. They clearly put art and effort into it.
Yeah.
Like, we know that they've acquired Bluepoint. So what are they waiting for? I don't know.
They must want to pair it with whatever they're
working on, right? And I still think it's a Metal Gear Solid remake. It could be something else, but I think it's Metal Gear.
We were thinking it could be the Infamous 1 and 2 now.
Like remake? I think Infamous is a big project to remake. That's the thing. Like Metal Gear Solid 1 is not that big of a project to remake in terms of its length. And, you know, Metal Gear Solid 1, you got to think about it. It's set levels, set enemies, set parts.
Demon's Souls was an effort.
That's an effort, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
But Infamous just seems so much bigger in scale in terms of like the sandbox nature of it, the powers and the enemies.
Yeah, probably. Dan said Last of Us Factions. Surprised that wasn't there, guys.
I was surprised. What are they doing?
What are they on? They must be having some issues with it. There's no other...
I mean, is Naughty Dog working on anything else? The stuff in the PC port of Uncharted? I don't know.
Sure, a new project.
Yeah.
A new IP. I believe it was a new IP. Custom design PS5. Didn't see that. And Sony Ben reveal. Sony Ben were nowhere near.
What are they on? We don't know what Sony Ben is.
Super early for whatever they're doing, though.
I mean, Days Gone's been years, though. Days Gone was like 2019, 2018?
But remember, they only just got to start working on their own thing because they were working on that Last of Us remake.
It's true. It's actually the remaster of the remake of the remaster.
For the next prediction show, just copy and paste your ones you've had now because it worked for me for at least one of them.
And we'll get double points.
But I was held true in my condition there.
So now the prediction leaderboard, Jordan, you're on 1, Vic is on 0, and Dan is on 4.
This is the thing, right? Like, if we bring forward our predictions, right? Like, Dan, like, okay, I feel like Factions is just around the corner. I feel like this Blue Point announcement is just around the corner. I feel like Hassan Karaman is just around the corner. I feel like all this stuff that me, Dan, and even Jordan have predicted that haven't come true. I feel like there are things on the horizon that are just around the corner, but it's like they're not going to announce another PlayStation Showcase for another year. So when are these things going to come? Like, when are these predictions we have going to be revealed? Like, where are they going to be revealed? E3?
Next year, yeah.
Isn't there still Tokyo Game Show to come?
I don't think TGS is big enough. Maybe Metal Gear at TGS because it's a Japanese game. I don't know. But
I can still see one more State of Play before the end of the year.
State of Play is too small to reveal big things, you know?
But not for Dan's prediction with the faceplates. I reckon that could happen at State of Play.
Where's Hassan Karaman?
Metal Gear, that could happen at a State of Play because with the Blue Point thing, the acquisition, when Housemarque was acquired, that was just a tweet. It was just we've acquired Housemarque. I was like, okay, cool.
But it's about this showcase. The only thing that we could have actually predicted, because we said we weren't going to say God of War because we knew that was there. The only actual new stuff would have been Wolverine and Spider-Man. What else could have we predicted? And Knights of the Old Republic, yeah. Those three are the only ones that we could have actually predicted. Everything else we'd already seen.
You're right.
And it wouldn't have been as fun.
That Wolverine, oh, man.
Well, we wouldn't have predicted that, man. There's no way.
No one on this planet, unless you had inside info.
I honestly thought they'd do Iron Man next, but they're going Wolverine, and I'm very happy about it.
Because you know what the best thing about Wolverine is? All they've got to compare it to, in terms of, we're talking about the uncanny valley with the actor. You just need a grizzly old dude. it's all you really need. You just need a grizzly dude. Same as Spider-Man. The reason we don't have a problem with Spider-Man is we've had three Spider-Man up until now.
Yeah.
But it's you just get a young kid. Get a young kid in. Yeah. A young, sprightly white kid with brown hair. And you're it's Spider-Man.
But
it's
imagine if Hugh Jackman was playing him in the game.
Can you imagine? I'm imagining the interview. It's hi, I'm Hugh Jackman, and I'll be playing.
All right. It's so funny because I'm looking at IGN released the PlayStation Players No Limits trailer on their channel. And the to dislike ratio is pretty bad. All the comments are PlayStation stock has no limits, or Players No Limits store out of stock. And it's just everyone's Players No Limits, let me check Walmart if they have PS5s. Everyone's just so annoyed that there's no PS5s.
Really quickly as well, just
because there is a limit, you can't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're all saying.
But once you get it, no limits. So Knights of the Old Republic, PS5 exclusive. Is that what we're taking from there?
Well, my taking was that pre-Herman Hulst saying all these games, that's all non-exclusive. And then after Herman Hulst's little speech,
correct,
that was all exclusives.
Isn't Forspoken exclusive?
Times, is it
and
not?
And Deathloop's timed and Ghostwire's timed.
Yeah, they're all timed exclusives, they're not
it's just that they said it's remade for PS5.
Okay, what I would say would be that Herman Hulst post is all first party studios, and then
that was what I was. I would suggest that.
But no, I don't think Knights of the Old. I know, a lot of them, no, but even Deathloop just said PS5 only. It didn't even mention Xbox.
And we should mention as well that Wolverine was way before Herman Hulst thing, because Wolverine was in the middle.
That's true.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't. But it was. I'm pretty sure it was around the time. No.
It was after Herman. I'm pretty sure.
You sure?
Yeah.
Someone here is saying Video Game Chronicle is saying it'll be coming to Xbox. But it's weird because, it's on the PlayStation's official YouTube, and I don't know. I think it'll come to both.
Out of all the trailers, the one with the most views by far right now is Spider-Man, over any of them.
Dude, Spider-Man is just so good. Such a phenomenal game.
Wow, the Thieves Collection. Dude, that's sick. Uncharted. All right, that's it. So what would you give the out of 10, guys? The conference. I'm going to go with an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm going to go with an 8. Purely, it would have been a 9 if it wasn't for the middle pacing, If Hassan Karaman came, it would have been a 10, but that's, yeah, it'll be an 8.
I think it's a 9, as much as there were some, like, you know, down spots, bits that made me pull out my phone because I was like, oh, I'm not interested in this part. Just like the Wolverine announcement, the look we got at God of War, the Spider-Man news, the Knights of the Old Republic news, as much as that's like, I've never played it, I'm like interested.
My only problem is I'd like to see some new, a bit more new IP over sequels as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Forspoken is a new IP. I hope it does well. Yeah. I really do hope it does well.
The new IP we did see, like Wolverine, forget about Wolverine, Forspoken, Project Eve looked interesting at least.
Yeah.
Extraction, as much as it might not be an amazing game, like I imagine if the three of us played it, we'd have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No, so I give it, like, maybe 8.5.
Oh,
yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Everyone, all the listeners, I hope you enjoyed this little bonus episode. And we'll be back in next week to talk Deathloop and all the news, the leaks, and the
remiss.
And with that being said, we'll see you
later.